Hello, everyone. My name is Pamela Pitcher, and welcome to my podcast, Awaken to the Best You. This podcast is designed to inspire and propel you to a newfound level of empowerment and clarity. Through cultivating the art of thinking, you'll learn how to detangle your thought knots and train your brain to break through obstacles. You'll learn to focus on what matters most and make effective choices to become a remarkable you. I've noticed that most people who want to work with me in some capacity are going through a transition, whether it be personally or professionally. They are at a crossroads and typically want to ensure they choose the right path. When we are in doubt, we find ourselves uncertain as to the best road to take. We may be uncertain as to what we want. And what we want can change over time. We may doubt our choices. Having been caught up in a way of being and doing, we often don't question our thoughts or choices. But when the world that we knew is no longer there due to a change in circumstance, such as work redundancy, changing jobs, death, divorce, pandemic, lawsuits, this can lead to times of high anxiety as we grapple with the new. Some people get stuck on reliving the past and wishing for days gone by. We are all entitled to some time for self-pity, but when it stops us from moving forward, it becomes problematic. The world moves on, and so must we. If we choose to do nothing, that choice will have a consequence. The key is to be responsible for our choices, because although these life events can be challenging, they inevitably will lead to something new and potentially rather exciting. 2 years ago, if you told me I'd be a podcaster, I wouldn't have believed you. I didn't know what a podcast was. Now I am one, and find it a great way to give back to the world whilst doing a few things that bring me joy. The creation process, writing, interviewing people, while helping to create shifts in people's thinking. Yep, I'm a self-improvement junkie, and when I experience a paradigm shift that leads to an epiphany, I'm exhilarated. Working with the mind is my drug of choice. A quote from Sean Covey, paradigms are like glasses. When you have incomplete paradigms about yourself or life in general, it's like wearing glasses with the wrong prescription. That lens affects how you see everything. Who do you see yourself being? Did you know your present life reflects your past thoughts? Do you believe the stories that you tell yourself? Perhaps it's time for some self-love. Transitions are tough stuff. I know, I've been through so many. Here's a few tips to get you through that have helped me over the years. Be gentle on yourself. You deserve it. Believe it or not, I struggle with this one because I have been pushing myself to be better, achieve more for as long as I can remember. Thankfully, my husband is my best friend who reminds me often to stop being so hard on myself. So as I remind you, I remind myself. Meditate and connect with your inner being. She or he have been through your entire journey and remain your champion, whether you consciously realize it or not. Practice gratitude. Everywhere. I'm so grateful that you have chosen to listen to this podcast. Enjoy yourself, your own company, and relish periods of introspection. Learn to enjoy your own company. Other people do, so why not you? Self-love isn't egotistic. It's a way of being that is kind and caring and brings happiness. Often we're so busy waiting for someone to love us that we forget about the one person we need to love first and foremost, ourselves. Even if others haven't loved you the way you deserve, you can choose to love yourself that much. And isn't that a wonderful thing? When my mother died, my brothers said horrible things about me. They said horrible things to me. With help, I stepped into their shoes and realized, sadly, that they hate me. At least they hate the person who they think I am. For different reasons, they each had to adopt a perspective of their little sister so they could separate from me in a guilt-free way. That would be a good thing if the nasty Pamela wasn't in our lives. I came to understand that my presence made them feel bad about themselves. I was emotionally abused by their words and actions. They deeply, deeply hurt me. Matt Bomer says in his book, "It's a struggle for anybody to take their paradigms and set of beliefs and understandings and completely flip the script." I highly recommend flipping your script. I decided to step away from my siblings' dysfunction, wish them well, and move on. Because I love and respect myself. I choose to have people in my life who value me, who I can laugh with, who support me. They say blood is thicker than water, and that is why we sometimes stay too long. It doesn't mean it's better than water from my perspective. Who you hang out with is a choice, your choice. We can't control how others act, but we can control how we react to them. And wish them Godspeed. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I'm off for a couple of weeks on a much-needed vacation. I look forward to connecting with you once again in mid-September. Please remember to subscribe and share across social media. I'd really appreciate that, as Awaken to the Best You is my way of giving back. The more, the merrier. And I'd also love to read your comments, so please send your feedback my way so I know how to help you the most. Thank you again. Ciao for now.